Welcome to a new episode of On O'Hill News.
Today, we will be talking about Sor Faustina's relics,
the Reading Week, Easter, and much more. Let's start with the first topic, Sor Faustina. We want to especially thank Miss Susan, our reading teacher, for having given us a very special present, the exhibition of Faustina's relics.
To get ready for the exhibition, we talked about Sor Faustina in our religion class. This is what we learned.
Sor Faustina was a very poor girl who loved Jesus. When she was only 7 years old, she wanted to enter a convent, but her parents didn't want her to because she was too young.
Many years later, Faustina entered a convent in Poland and became a nun. It was there that Jesus appeared to her. It was a vision of him with water and blood. Sor Faustina started calling many artists to paint the vision that she had had, but nobody could, except one.
She was such a devout nun that when she died, she became a saint.
Last Friday, her relics were exhibited here in our school, and we got together to pray at 3 o'clock, the hour of mercy.
Why at 3 o'clock? Let's listen to Miss Susan telling us a bit more about Sor Faustina and her important message.
The relic that we are going to receive at our school belongs to Santa Faustina Kowalska, a Polish nun that started having visions of Jesus of the Divine Mercy and receiving messages from him since 1931. Jesus told Faustina that wherever she went during her life or after her death, he would pour special graces. Jesus also reminded her about the importance of saying at least a short prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day to thank him for his sorrowful passion.
Let's pass on to the next topic, Easter. Tell me, girls, how did you celebrate it? How did you feel? I felt very cheerful because I traveled to Salta with my family to visit our friends. We celebrated together with my cousins and we did a chocolate egg hunt. It was fun.
I celebrated with my family too. We went to my grandma's house. My cousins were there. We had lunch together and then we ate the chocolate eggs.
My family and I went on a mission on Thursday and Friday. We went to Maquinista Sabio and we prayed a lot. We played a lot of games with the children there. It was an incredible experience.
We celebrated it on my farm with my cousins. We made the weight of the cross on horses. It was so funny, I loved it.
Finally, we want to tell you about the Reading Week. It's taking place from April 29th to May 3rd. This year's topic is the power of words.
Make sure you come and visit the book fair. Tons of books are waiting for you.
The girls in second day had learned a lovely poem. They recited it to the rest of the school this week.
We love it so much, we asked them to recite it for all the On listeners. Listen carefully.
A is for apple, B is for blue, C is for cake for me and you, G is for dinosaur, E is for eggs, F is for fish in a big round place.
For ice cream, I like that.
A is for
for pencil.
Q is for queen. R is for robot. Red, blue, and green. S is for socks.
T is for 22.
U is for umbrella. I use in the rain.
B is for bathroom room. W is for white.
N is for box. At the end, that's right.
Y is for yo-yo.
C is for soup.
I know the letters. Can you tell them too?
That's all from us today. To conclude, we will leave you with a song about Easter. Listen to the lyric carefully. The message is very strong.
Remember to follow us in Spotify. Bye, see you next time.
Separate your steadfast love, you can't escape.